Rideshare companies Lyft and Uber are now legal in Salt Lake City, as long as they abide by a few rules. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The council removed the $30 minimum and 30-minute pre-arrangement requirement that's in place for taxi services. The ordinance also requires drivers have city-authorized background checks and vehicle inspections. Lyft and Uber drivers have been issued fines up to $6,500 for noncompliance with existing regulations. David Everett is Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's chief of staff. He says Tuesday night's decision is a work in progress, but the rules are necessary.
I don't think you'll ever see the requirement for those to exist going away. You might see changes in how they're administered or the possibility for third-party certification. Maybe there's going to be a way to streamline the process so that almost everything can be done online.
Lyft driver Angie Palmer is staying positive despite the company's campaign to fight the ordinance.
Because in the beginning, we didn't have all this kind of positive talk about us even being here. And so the fact that the city wants us here and they're speaking about working with the TNC companies and really developing ride shares in general is very encouraging.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Uber disagrees with Palmer, arguing the regulations are outdated and shouldn't apply to the business model. Whitney Evans, KUER News.